Big Boys Don't Cry.
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello? Is that Morris?
No, this is Morris.
Come on up. I'm on the first floor.
The door won't open.
Give it a push. I'm upstairs.
Howdy doody.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Michael. Come on in.
Thanks very much.
Right, take a seat.
Oh.
Have you travelled far?
No. This is on my way home from the market, like.
Right. The kettle's just boiled. Would you like a hot drink?
What have you got?
Lapsang Souchong, Assam, Darjeeling.
Have you got any tea?
Tea? Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Hey! Who's been scribbling all over your walls?
Oh, that's my daughter, Persephone.
Cheeky monkey. How old is she?
3 and a half.
She's been drawing on the ceiling, look. How'd she get up there?
By sitting on my shoulders.
You mean you actually helped her to ruin your own paintwork?
Claudia and I, that's my partner, we allow our daughter complete freedom of expression. We believe that Persephone's going to be a great artist one day.
One day, maybe. In the meantime, take my advice. Slap a bit of whitewash on them walls.
Yes. Well, maybe you could tell me something about yourself, Morris.
Aye, right then. my name's Morris.
Yes, I had gathered that.
My second name's Lomas, as in Lomas Foods. Maybe you've heard of me.
I'm afraid not.
Oh. Well, I'm very big in the sausage department. Got a smashing new shop in Buxton and market stalls in Whaley Bridge and Chapel and Le Frith.
Lomas Foods, eh?
All kinds of meat for all kinds of folk. Our motto is, eat up or die.
Catchy.
You need any bacon? Look no further.
I'm afraid I'm a vegetarian.
Ah, I thought you looked a bit poorly.
Well, Morris, can you tell me why you're here?
Ah, well, it's our Chrissy's fault. She's my wife, by the way. She said she's sick of seeing me sitting at home stuffing me face in front of a telly. So she told me your ad in the iPig support. What was it?
Action Men. A group for men with the spirit of adventure.
Aye, Action Men. Ring them up, she said. Climb a few mountains. Get a bit of weight off you.
Maybe I should explain something. We don't climb mountains.
Eh?
Well, at least not in a literal sense. You see, Action Men is a men's group.
What? You mean like the Bachelors?
No, not that kind of group. A men's group. You know, we meet once a week.
Oh, so it's like a social club, is it?
Well, no, not exactly. We just talk to each other.
Talk?
Yes.
But the ad says you go on adventures. I mean, what's a flaming adventurous about talking?
Oh, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of pain and confusion in the collective male unconscious, Morris. The post-feminist man has entered a period of crisis. His very manhood is under threat.
Get away.
With his vitality undermined by the pernicious propaganda purveyed by radical feminists, he's no longer sure of his own identity.
Well, he'll go to our house.
His only possible salvation lies in telling the truth.
Does it? Well, to tell the truth, Michael, and speaking as a butcher, I think you're talking a load of bullocks.
Well, that's very honest of you.
I think you're as daft as a brush.
Good. But this is all very positive.
So I'm going home now.
No, don't go. You're perfect. You're just what the group needs, Morris.
Eh? Do you mean that, then?
Absolutely. You're fearless. You're vital. It'll be like having the spirit of the wild man once more in our midst.
Watch it.
You've come all this way. Why not pay for a trial session? If you don't like it, you don't have to come again.
What night is it?
Wednesday.
Oh, I don't know. Wednesday's a busy night for me. This is your life, followed by coronation.
Come on. All I need from you is a £10 deposit and you're in.
£10? I could have life membership in the Matlock Tractor Club for that kind of money.
What time is it, Gordon?
7:03 precise.
Right. I think we've waited long enough. We'd better get started.
Well, what about the new member?
Well, he should have been here 5 minutes ago. He's obviously not serious enough about the group. I didn't expect him to turn up anyway.
What was he like?
Well, I can't discuss my clients. It wouldn't be very professional. All I can say is that when he came to me, he didn't know what a men's group was.
What?
Yeah. He seemed to think we were some kind of working men's club.
Come in.
Howdy doody.
Ah, Morris. Glad you could get here. No, we're just about to begin.
Phew. I'll tell you, I'm fucked out from climbing all them stairs. Is there anywhere to hang me coat?
Well, just put it on the floor.
Eh?
Now, pull up a cushion. Make yourself at home.
Oh, don't you believe in chairs, then?
If we sit on cushions, it's easier to meditate.
Oh, I see.
Right. Now, let's get the introductions over. This is Morris, everybody.
Hello, I'm Alec.
I do.
And this is Gordon.
Pleased to meet you.
Same here.
Okay. Before we start, I'd better remind everyone of the rules. There is strictly no violence.
Huh?
Aggression can be expressed verbally or by hitting cushions. There are no limits to honesty, but if someone's upsetting you, you must say, "Stop it, I mean it." If you want to hug someone, that's fine, as long as they agree. If you want to let off steam, cushion fights are permissible, but only between consenting cushion holders. Now, most importantly, for the sake of the group as a whole, no one must leave before the end of the session. I expect your commitment to the group to be 100%. If you leave early, that's a cop-out. Have you got all that, Morris? Right. We'll begin by announcing our names and telling the rest of the group how we feel.
Huh?
I'll go first. I'm Michael, and I'm feeling really good at the moment. I went on a rebirthing course at the weekend and gained some valuable insights into my previous incarnations. It was pretty mind-blowing stuff, I can tell you. Plus, I've had lots of inquiries about this group, and received more students for my self-healing course than I know what to do with. I'm so busy, it's making me dizzy. I keep thinking, what's the universe doing to me? Morris?
Oh, is it me? Right. My name's Morris, and I feel really good too. I've had a busy day in the shop and sold everything apart from a couple of sausages. I can always sell them tomorrow.
Is that it?
Yeah. Why, did I do it wrong?
No. I just thought there might be something else you wanted to tell us.
No, Mitchell.
Are you a butcher?
Yes, indeedy.
Could I buy some cut-price steak from you?
Of course you can. What do you fancy?
Let's not discuss it now.
Oh, sorry. Who's for a game of ping-pong?
I presume you're joking.
You're not telling me there's no ping-pong.
I'm afraid not.
Well, how about a pool table?
No.
Cards?
Definitely no cards.
Well, what sort of social club is this?
It's a men's group, Morris. We're here to talk to each other.
Talk?
I thought I explained all this to you at the interview.
Ah, you did. But when you said talk, I thought you meant talk while we play ping-pong, you know? Oh. You mean to say I paid £10 just to sit here and talk?
Give it a chance, Morris. I know it seems strange at first, but I've benefited enormously from the group. Talking can really help.
Oh, yeah. But every time I try and talk, he shuts me up.
But it's about listening, too, Morris. Getting them to talk is easy. It's getting them to listen that's the problem.
Well, say something then. I'm all ears.
Sitting here, I'm feeling the same old feelings of inadequacy. I feel as if I can't connect with anyone. Everything's gone foggy. It's as if I'm gazing at the world through a thick fog.
Try cleaning your glasses.
I can feel all the pain and frustration of my life building up inside me. It's as if I'm a time bomb waiting to blow.
I feel you have something else to tell us, Alec.
No. I can't say any more.
You shouldn't keep it in, Alec.
Please. I can't.
Oh, leave the lad alone. Face he's upset you, Duff Pillock.
Yes. I'm getting a lot of negative energy from you, Morris. I can only think I've hurt you in some way. Do you want to tell me about it?
No.
Before I can help you, I need your cooperation.
You need a good kick up the arse.
Yes. This is interesting. Does anyone have anything to say about Morris's attitude? No? Let's go round the circle and give our comments, shall we? Gordon.
What?
I don't think Morris has done anything wrong.
Hmm.
You think his aggression is justified, do you?
I don't think it needs to be justified. He's just being honest. Isn't that what we're here for?
Hmm. Alec? Any comments?
Well, I'd like to thank Morris. He's contributed the first real spark of life that I've seen in this group for months. So thank you, Morris.
Think nothing of it.
Yeah, there's some pretty strange stuff floating around the group this week. Look, I think I know what the problem is. We're spending too much time up inside our heads. We need to bring this energy down into our stomachs. Stand up.
Okay, shake yourselves about, yeah?
That's good, Morris. Yeah.
Morris is being silly. Celebrate the child with it. Feel free to move around. And suddenly with that.
Blowing the sky. Windy. Morris,
you're not being windy.
Is that windy enough for you?
I'm a fighter plane. And we're all being wafted down to earth again.
Down, down, down. Down, down. Come over here, Morris. Come and sit with us.
I'm still being windy.
Alec, how about a hug? Gordon, let's hug. Morris, we're having a hugging session.
I know. That's why I'm standing by the door.
Come and sit down, Morris.
All right. For the first one to hug me, gives a smack in the gob.
Fair enough.
I mean, why can't you shake hands like normal fellas? I mean, I hug the wife, but she's a girl.
What did you say?
I said, I hug the wife.
I better explain something to you, Morris. Action Men is a non-sexist group. We don't call women girls here.
Eh?
Do you use the term girls at work, Morris?
No. The staff wouldn't like it.
Why? Are they feminists?
No. They're all fellas, you pillock.
Well, we don't call women girls here.
All right, I'll call them ladies then.
No, Morris.
Oh, bloody hell. What's wrong with ladies?
Well, women don't like it.
None of the women I know would object to being called ladies.
It's all a question of education, really.
Hey, what are you saying? That the women I know are thicker than the women you know?
No, I wasn't saying that at all.
You heard him. He's a snob.
He didn't mean that, Morris.
No.
Look, I think we're all spending too much time in our heads again. I want to tell the group something. Gordon wants to say something.
I've just been hit by a big wave of depression. It's finally dawned on me that my marriage is over.
I see.
He needs to get a few pints down his
nose. Don't interrupt, Morris. Gordon is sharing something with us.
She left me at a time when I really needed her. You know, I feel a bit desolate.
You really feel that, Gordon, or do you just think you feel it? It's important to distinguish between our thoughts and feelings. Are you really sad, or do you just think you ought to be sad?
I think you're being rather simplistic.
Why do you think that?
Well, because I'm in pain. And whether I'm really feeling it or just think I'm feeling it makes not a sort of difference. It bloody well hurts.
Well, I'm not sure you understand. What I'm trying to say is this. Perhaps you only feel pain because you consider pain to be appropriate to your situation. In other words, your pain may be self-inflicted.
No, it was inflicted by my wife. She left me, if you remember.
Yes, but which came first, grief or the thought of grief? Thoughts and feelings, Gordon. Thoughts and feelings.
Listen, I know. I know what I feel.
Well, you think you know.
I know when you're talking crap, Michael.
Yes. There's some pretty weird stuff going down tonight. Lots of negative ions. Gordon's angry.
Hmm?
But are you really angry with me, Gordon?
Yes, I am.
I think you'll find that you're not. I think you'll find that your anger's nothing whatsoever to do with what I said. Examine your conscience, Gordon. Just what are you angry about?
You! I'm angry with you!
No, 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 no. You just think you're angry.
I've had just about enough of this.
Gordon's lived with his thoughts and feelings all his life. He knows what he's feeling better than what you do.
I doubt it.
Oh, so now you can see into his mind, can you?
Morris, I've trained for 8 years.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about. You've trained for 8 years, have you? What has a deck chair attendant?
I think Michael is beginning to feel a bit persecuted.
Maybe he just thinks he's feeling persecuted.
You're wrong. I'm perfectly centred.
You what?
I'm centred.
Self-centred, more like.
Maybe your rigid belief system can't quite accommodate the idea that I'm in control, Morris, but nevertheless, I am centred.
Oh, bloody centred. Go on, then. What does this one mean?
When we say centred, we mean that we're in control of our own thoughts and emotions, that we are calm, alert, and untroubled.
And who's we? All you flower healers.
Laugh if you want to, Morris. You're only laughing at yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing at a bloke called Michael who's wearing his sister's jumper.
I think the energy field's becoming too highly charged.
Oh.
I suggest that we all meditate.
And I suggest we all go down the pub. All this thundering's giving me a right thirst.
Morris, what are you doing?
What have you called on? What do it look like I'm doing?
Sit down.
Sit down yourself.
Don't go, Morris. No,
round up. Michael here is getting right up my belief system. And if you two have got any sense, you'll come with me.
Morris, please, don't go. I don't want you to.
Oh.
I think the general group feeling is that you're a hit, Morris. And besides, you can't leave yet.
Oh, who says?
We say you'd be breaking the terms of your agreement. No one, absolutely no one, leaves before the session is over.
He's right, Morris. But I've come here to play ping pong and have a laugh. This isn't a laugh, it's worse than prison.
You did agree to stay, Morris.
Oh, no, I didn't. I said I'd give it a try. Well, I've tried it now. I'm decidedly unimpressed.
I really wish you'd stay, Morris. I think you've got a lot to give.
There. Alex put his heart on the line. Are you really going to let him down?
Oh, all right, I'll stay. But only under protest.
Well done, Morris. I think Morris has made a major advance here tonight.
Yes.
I think he deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. You've got I've gone bright red.
I think this calls for a celebration.
You mean
yes, yes, let's do our song.
What song's this? Oh, I like that one.
Come on in, Morris. Huh? We need to stand to perform properly.
I'm just this minute sat down.
Come on, get up, Morris.
Oh, I feel like a flaming jack in the box.
All right, Morris can do the boings and the bum-bums.
Yeah, but you play it at...
We're linking arms. We can't do it without linking arms.
Yeah, oh, I forgot my reputation to think of.
What reputation?
I can't link arms with fellas. If Fred's got hold of it, low-mass food might be brought into disrepute. No one would buy me sausages. Then where would I be?
Link his arm, Alec.
Come on.
No, well.
Are we ready then?
Yep.
And don't forget the high kicks, Morris.
Yeah.
A one and a two and a one, two, three, four.
Da 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 da.
Boing.
Da 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 da.
Boing.
The minute you walked in the joint,
boom, boom.
I could tell you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Good looking,
so refined.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point,
boom, boom.
I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender.
Hey, big spender.
Spend a little time.
Bum bum ba da da bum,
boy.
Bum bum ba da da bum,
boy.
Ah, yeah. I think we all deserve a round of applause.
Yeah. Dear me. I can't believe it. I've just been dancing with a load of fellas.
The men have been dancing for thousands of years, Morris.
Not with me, then.
Yeah, look, I think we should all lower the energy level.
Uh-huh.
Time for meditation.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
better. Breathe deeply. Morris, stop hitting Gordon with that cushion. I want us all to be serious for a moment.
Okay.
And...
in.
Hold. And out. In. Hold. And out. Close your eyes. I said close your eyes, Morris.
And we're floating.
We're all lying on our backs on a white barge, floating calmly down a peaceful river. Sky is blue, water's still. It's a beautiful day, and we're just floating under a bridge.
How do, love?
What are you doing, Morris?
There's a pretty lass standing on the bridge and waving to her.
It's a non-sexist bridge, Morris. There are no pretty lasses on this bridge, only intelligent, capable women.
How do, love, you intelligent, capable woman, you?
All right, calm down. Okay, let's not lose concentration. Now, there are no other boats on this river. No one to hassle us. This is our river. We can be ourselves here. We're all brothers. We can say what we like to each other. Whatever we say will be accepted. You see, this is the river of love. Let us share what we feel. Let us share our feelings as we glide down the river.
I'm missing my wife. I'm missing my life. I'm missing Coronation Street.
All right. There is a place for laughter on the River of Love, but there is also a place for honesty. Remember that, Morris.
Michael, Alex crying.
That's all right.
Well, that's upset.
Yes, he's allowed to cry, isn't
he? Here, would you like to borrow me, hanky?
Oh, thanks.
Should have put the kettle on.
Don't first thing, if he wants to cry, let him.
What are you crying for, eh? This lad like you.
He's crying, but is it safe to cry, Morris? Now close your eyes and get back on the river.
Hey, Michael, what's up? Aren't you centered?
I'm quite centered, thank you. I just don't know what all the fuss is about.
Perhaps we should have a break, Mike. I think Alec needs our support.
Oh, God. All right. But I think you'll find that Alec is crying because he's chosen to cry.
Come on, Alec, now. Give it a good blow.
Yeah.
Might never happen.
It never has happened. That's why I'm crying.
Do you want to share it with the group, Alec?
Yes. As I said, I don't feel I've had a life. I'm 29 and I've never had a girlfriend.
No.
I doubt I'll ever get a girlfriend. I just feel like a total reject.
You're not a reject, you're just a normal lad.
That's very kind of you, Morris, but you don't know me. I make a failure of everything I turn my hand to. I don't fit in anywhere. I got the sack from my job because I didn't fit in.
Where did you work?
The Dole office. I was a clerical officer.
Why didn't you fit in?
I used to send the gyros out on time.
It's hard for you, Alec, and we all sympathise. But you didn't have to choose the life you're leading.
I didn't choose it!
Then who did? I didn't choose it for you. Nothing that happens to us is accidental. If you're having bad luck, at some level you must feel you deserve bad luck. You're bringing it on yourself.
You
what? Nothing is accidental, Morris. You're a successful meat trader because you want to be. I'm a successful healer because I want to be. Alec has obviously chosen failure.
Oh, cobblers! That hasn't chosen the dole cube!
Nothing is accidental, Morris. You came to this group because I willed you into my sphere.
Hey.
You're here because I want you here.
Am I flaming hell? I'm here because the wife says I'm turning into a fat slob. I didn't come here because of you. I'm just not coming back here because of you.
That's your choice.
But according to your argument, Michael, if we bring everything on ourselves, people who are murdered want to be murdered.
That's quite correct.
Bloody crackers.
But nobody wants to be killed.
Oh, yes, they do.
You want killing and all that much, and
you just taught us one sublime truth. We can never be free unless we accept responsibility for our own lives.
Oh.
The sooner Alec learns to live with that fact, the better. We must all strive to be positive.
You've made Alec cry again, Michael.
I don't call that very positive.
Alec, listen to me. Are you in pain?
You can see he is.
Alec, do you want to do something about your pain?
Yes.
What the hell can he do?
Well, if he really wanted to be positive, he could place a cushion on the floor in front of him, and then he could hit the cushion and call it names.
Michael!
Right. Come on, Alec, lad. Let's get your coat on.
Morris, what do you think you're doing?
This lad needs a pint. I'm taking him to the hospital.
I don't think so, Morris. You're both staying here until 9 o'clock when this session ends. You've made a commitment.
You know, Michael, I think you're a bit doolally. You've been eating too many flowers, and you made Alec here ill with all your London talk.
I'm not from London.
Well, you talk as if you are. Man, stink of this. Me belief system, Matt, has had a talk in London.
Gordon, what are you doing?
Put in the coat on, Mike. It's chilly out there.
Come on. Hey, hold it right there. Back inside, everyone. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, we are, Flower. As soon as you shift your carcass, we're going down them stairs, then we're off to the Soldier Dick for a medicinal gallon of best bitter.
No, you all agreed to stay for the 2 hours. I will not stand by and watch you break that agreement.
Let us pass, Mike.
No, you came to me because I wanted you to. I don't want you to leave. Ergo, you will stay. Let's go back inside, shall we?
I see. You're so centred that you always get what you want.
Always.
If it happens, you wanted it.
Exactly.
Ah. Oops.
I don't believe it. You pushed him down the stairs.
I think he wanted me to.
I'm still centred.
I think we were a bit hard on Michael.
Oh, he'll be all right. He'll carry on having his meetings just like before. Probably be happier on his own.
And what about us?
We can form our own group to meet in this pub once a week.
Yes. Instead of paying a tenner a week to Michael, we could each buy a round of drinks.
Aye. So there's one club rule we should all agree to.
What's that?
No moaning. If we feel miserable, let's keep it to ourselves.
I'm not happy with that idea.
Oh, listen to him. He's moaning already. Whose round is it?
I rather feel it's yours, Morris.
Oh, now, do you really feel that, Gordon? Or do you just think you feel it, eh?
In Big Boys Don't Cry, Morris was played by Terry Malloy. Michael was Graham Padden, Gordon, Rob Swinton, and Alec, David Holt. The play was written by David Bowker and produced in our Pebble Mill Studios by Philip Martin.